Live from Portland, Oregon, this is Music is Timeless. Good evening, everyone. It's a beautiful night tonight in Portland, Oregon. Probably about 80 degrees, barely a cloud in the sky, just a little wispy one, and it's nice and clear out, and probably one of the last days this summer we're going to get of that, unfortunately. Welcome to Music is Timeless, everyone. I'm your host, Bolt the Super Pony, and I have got a really good show for you guys tonight, as usual. This is the third week of Music is Timeless. Due to starting 20 minutes late last week because of a show that went over mine a little bit, I'm going to be mixing in some of the songs that I played last week because I didn't feel they got a fair shot. So it won't be the same exact show as last week, but it'll be a lot of the same music. I have some good news, kind of personal to me. I got hired on as the Vice Director of Public Relations for Everfree Northwest. So yeah, that's great. Now, what does that mean for the show? Well, that means that in about a month, I'll announce it when it happens. For right now, the show's still going to happen every week, but in about a month, the show's probably going to go on a bi-weekly basis, or maybe once a month. I don't know. I still have to figure out how it fits in with my college schedule. One more announcement that I didn't feel got a fair chance last night. I wanted to send a huge shout-out and huge thank you to both Sleepy Pony and Pocket Jawa for spending all their time trying to get the show running, trying to make it so that I can do a live show for you guys and just have it really sound good. I was doing sound check after sound check after sound test trying to make sure the internet worked, and they spent a combined total of about, I kid you not, 5 hours with me just working through this whole thing. So huge shout out, huge thank you to both of them. That was incredible. Apparently they've never had to do that with another DJ or show host before, so thank you guys for spending all that time. Here is the first song tonight I want to start off with is something I would have started off playing on the very first show, except I wanted to keep it a little more party attitude. It starts off as something that you will probably recognize and maybe find a little bit annoying, but I promise it gets a lot better. Here is, and I mean a lot better, like eargasm better, here's Instrumental Medley by Mr. Newbie Noob. We'll be right back. Up next, I have one that I did not play next week and actually has never been played on my show before. I was just digging through one of my archives and I found this song and I thought, oh, this is so good. Here is A Toast for Glaze by one of my favorite artists, Slifstorm. Now, true story here, I actually didn't do too much planning for this show, and the reason is I really didn't need to because I have a song that is going to take up, I kid you not, about half of it. That's coming up later, though. For now, here is a song that I'm sure we can all relate to about this time of year. I'm going back to college in about, a week now. It's about a week, week and a half. Everyone else in the school districts around my house have already gone back to school. All the high schools are already back in school. And I know a lot of people are actually going back to college and or school. I'm one of the later people going back to school because we run on the quarter system, and it's different from everywhere else. It's a little weird. Here's Lessons by DB Pony.
Contemplation, yet they're not enough to curb my frustration. Clouds. Spread my wings and try to fly, or ride my scooter around and see the sights. But this place that I'm in is forcing me to hear these lessons again. This place is gonna drive me crazy. My vision's blurred, I'm getting kinda sleepy.
So hopefully we can't all relate to that, but I'm sure at one point or another during our high school, elementary, middle school, we were all thinking that at one point or another during some lecture. Here is another song. Okay, I gotta explain this. My favorite song of the series is Heart's Strongest Horses. I have not found a remix or a cover of that song that I do not like. This one is one of my favorites. Here's Foozugs.
We're the toughest little ponies in town. We've got the moves, moves, moves. Got the mojo, the cutie marks. We've got the moves. We'll be right back.
So I was listening to this next song much earlier today, and I couldn't help but think, not only is this song one of, like, the classics of the fandom, one of, like, the Brony classics, but it's also a very powerful song, a very moving song. Actually, before I really got into the fandom, I used the lyrics of this song in an essay about transgenderism, and it made for a great ending to the essay. And I think I got a really good grade on that one. I can't remember what it was. Anyways, that's besides the point. This song is just... I was... crying manly tears when I heard it earlier today. I was listening to it in the car. I listened to it twice today. It's really, really good. Here is Forest Rain, Great to Be Different. Another one of my favorite artists.
It was a dark day when I lost my faith. It wasn't the pony I thought I'd be. And it seemed that no one could relate. There was nothing left for me to see. So I took a walk to the edge of the town. The thought of leaving it all behind. When I saw a little letter fall right out of the sky. A gray mare hovered way up high. I thought I was crazy when I saw her wave and then simply fly away. So I opened the letter and looked inside, and what was written made my day. It said, isn't it great to be different? Isn't it wonderful to be exactly who you are? When you learn to start accepting yourself, you'll become a shining star. I shed. 'Cause at that moment something inside me changed, and a bright new path I led. I ran back home and I picked up my old guitar, and I started strumming these chords, and I sang her words along with their song, and I heard someone sing along, and we sang, isn't it great to be different? Isn't it wonderful to be exactly who you are? When you learn to start accepting yourself, shining star. I turned around and I saw her at my door, a cute gray mare with the wall-eyed stare.
I've heard you play and sing before, and I heard a sadness I could not bear. I just wanted to tell you that the hardest thing I faced wasn't the teasing or the pain. It was convincing myself I wasn't stupid, strange, or lame. Do the same.
These last few years flew by just like a blur. I'm now exactly where I should be. And I know I owe it all to her. That beautiful mare who believed in me. Isn't it great to be different? Isn't it wonderful to be exactly who you are? When you learn to start accepting yourself, you'll become a shining star. Isn't it great to be
Okay, now we're about to get into something that's really, really cool. I have never done this before. This entire suite of songs that I'm about to play, I thought it was one song, and on the YouTube clip it is, but in track form it's like broken up into seven different songs. So I'm going to try to just cue them up and play them as fast as I can, swap them in between them, etc. But this entire suite of songs, the entire thing, takes up a whopping 25 minutes and 47 seconds. It's going to take up the second half of the show. I promised I'd play it this week, so I'm playing it this week. In fact, actually, auditions for the sequel are now open, and you can go and audition like right after this show if you wanted to. I advise listening to the original, though, first, because it's really cool, and I'll be playing it in just a minute. Here to get first to give you a little bit of a teaser as to what the second one sounds like, here's the guide they sent out. I'll bet this has never been played on Ponyville FM before, so here's the premiere of the audition guide. This is all sung by L Train himself, and so this is not the real choir yet, but this is what it would sound something like. Here is the sequel of a 33-second clip to the sequel of Moonrise, Fall of an Empire. So how about that, huh? Pretty epic, if I do say so myself. Here is... Oh boy, here we go. This is when it gets really cool. Oh, I've been looking forward to playing this. Here is the first song, the first suite of this series he's starting up. The L Train presents Moonrise, a Royal Canterlot Symphonic Metal Orchestra. We'll be right back.
You see. Harmony will follow you for all.
Boy, what a way to end the show, right? Oh my gosh. I think I should have just cut it off right there. That was, like, amazing. Oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh. I love that song. I cannot wait for the sequel. In fact, actually, the sequel, right now, the L Train, who is the person behind all this, is organizing auditions for the sequel. And if you're interested, I will put up the YouTube link of that sequel in the chat right now so you can get involved. I auditioned for the tenor role, and I, fingers crossed, hopefully I get in, because it's really, just really amazing. I can't wait. And as soon as the sequel premieres, I promise you, I will play it. I will play it as soon as it comes out. The first show I have after that sequel comes out, I will play it on this show. And it might not be for another year, but yep, we'll find out. It'll be pretty amazing. By the way, one thing I forgot to mention earlier, as far as Everfree Northwest goes, staff applications for like general staff, if you want to help out with the convention, see what goes on behind the scenes, and be a part of something pretty big and awesome, I can promise you the directors I've talked to are all really great. And staff applications are open right now. You can go to the website everfreenw.com. So yeah, and that pretty much does it for my show tonight. Thank you guys all for tuning in. It's I love doing this every week, I gotta say. Continuing with the orchestral theme, I have Hush Now, Quiet Now, orchestrated cover. I will see you guys next week. Have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the, what do you call it, not necessarily a premiere. Yeah, enjoy the premiere of the second half of Season 5 of My Little Pony tomorrow morning, or this morning, depending on what time zone you're in. Have a good night, everyone. I will see you all next week. At the same time on Ponyville FM. Good night, everyone.